Hey everyone! You know what's fascinating? A recent study showed that 90% of adults believe annual thorough physical exams are important, yet many medical professionals are questioning if we really need them. Ever wondered if you're getting the right type of checkup for your needs?
Absolutely. It's a really interesting disconnect between public perception and medical evidence. You know, as a healthcare professional, I see this confusion all the time. People often don't realize there's actually a difference between basic and thorough physical examinations.
Right. Could you break down these differences for our listeners? What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, think of a basic physical checkup like getting your car's regular maintenance. It takes about 30 minutes and covers the basics. Your doctor checks vital signs, listens to your heart and lungs, and orders standard tests. On the other hand, a thorough physical is more like that luxury detailing service. We're talking 3-8 hours, sometimes over multiple days, with a whole team of specialists.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a difference. What exactly happens during these basic checkups?
During a basic physical, your healthcare provider will check your blood pressure, temperature, weight, and pulse. They'll do a head-to-toe examination, including listening to your heart and lungs, checking reflexes, and examining your skin. They might also order some basic lab work like a complete blood count and basic metabolic panel.
That's interesting. And I understand this basic approach is actually what's recommended for most people.
Exactly. You know, the United States Preventive Services Task Force and many medical organizations actually prefer these targeted screenings for most healthy individuals. They found that routine physical examinations aren't necessarily better for everyone.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
At Amana Care Clinic, we understand the importance of getting the right type of physical examination for your needs. Our board-certified providers deliver full-spectrum care, treating everything from routine physicals to urgent care needs. With state-of-the-art facilities and a commitment to compassionate healthcare, we're here to serve our Eastern Iowa community. Check the link in the description to learn more.
And we're back! So when would someone actually need an examination?
You know, in-depth exams make sense in specific situations. Like if you're a high-level executive whose health affects an entire company, or if you're dealing with a complex medical history. They might also be appropriate if you're managing multiple health conditions or have specific risk factors that need closer monitoring.
I see. And there's quite a price difference between these two options, isn't there?
Oh yeah, definitely. Basic physicals average around $407, while detailed exams can range from $1,000 to $5,000, and some executive programs can even hit $10,000 or more. And here's the thing. Insurance usually covers basic physicals, but rarely covers the detailed ones.
Wow! Have you ever wondered if that extra cost is worth it for your situation?
That's a great question. You know, for most healthy people, basic physicals work just fine. The key is following age-appropriate screening schedules. For example, blood pressure checks every 3-5 years before 40, then yearly. Diabetes screening starting at 45. These targeted screenings are what actually save lives.
Speaking of age, how does that factor into what type of physical someone needs?
Well, it really varies. People in their 20s and 30s who are healthy might only need checkups every 5 years. But once you hit your 40s through 60s, that's when things get more serious. You'll need more regular screenings. Mammograms starting at 40, colon cancer screening at 45. Then at 65 and older, yearly visits become important to focus on maintaining independence and cognitive function.
Makes sense. What about preparing for these exams? Any tips for our listeners?
Absolutely. Here's a rule of three for you. Gather your medical history, create a list of current medications, and track any symptoms you've been experiencing. It's also important to fast for 8 to 12 hours before certain blood tests, and always bring a list of questions for your doctor.
Those are really practical tips. You know, it strikes me that the key is really matching the type of exam to your specific situation.
Exactly. The bottom line is that choosing basic or detailed care doesn't matter as much as actually showing up. A basic checkup that happens is better than a fancy exam that stays on your someday list.
That's really well put. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I'd say work with your healthcare provider to create a personalized plan that makes sense for your age, health status, and risk factors. And don't forget, preventive care is a long game. Whatever level of examination you choose, regular checkups are your best bet for maintaining good health over the years.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been incredibly informative. And to our listeners, remember to check the link in the description. Thanks for listening.